الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى في موضع آخر والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام بسم الله محترم میرے عزیزوں اللہ جل شانہ نے جو ہمیں دنیا کے اندر بھیجا ہے ایک بہت بڑا مقصد دے کر بھیجا ہے وہ مقصد وہ کام خوبصورت موت کما کر لے جانا آج لوگ کمائیاں کرتے ہیں نا پراپرٹی بناؤ چیزیں بناؤ اسباب بناؤ یہ اکٹھا کرو اللہ نے ہمیں خوبصورت موت کمانے کے لیے بھیجا ہے انما الاعمال بالخواتیم اعمال کا دار و مدار خاتمے پر ہے اور یہ اس وقت پتہ چلے گا یہ تو دعویٰ ہے میں 7 مہینے لگا لیے میں نے سال لگا لیا میں نے اتنا عرصہ تبلیغ میں لگا لی یہ تو دعویٰ ہے جب موت پر کلمہ نصیب ہو گیا اللہ نے خوشی کا اظہار کر دیا اور خوشی والی اللہ کی رضا والی موت اللہ نے نصیب کر دی تو پھر میرے مزے ہیں اگر موت خوبصورت نہ آئی میرے محترم میرے عزیز و بڑا خسارے والا نقصان والا جو ہم نے سودا کر کے دنیا سے گئے ہیں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم احمدہ ونصلی ونسلم علی رسولہ الکریم اما بعد respected elders and dear brothers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us into this world and there's an object why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us into this world so that we can prepare to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a condition he's happy with us the main thing is how we can leave this world in such a condition that when death comes to us we are looking forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have come to prepare how to die prepare how to meet our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send us to amass the things of the world, the properties and the various other things of this dunya. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us to prepare for His meeting. When we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that meeting must be a happy one. A person can do a lot of good deeds. He spent 1 year in ibadat of Allah, he spent so much time, so much amal, so much. But the main question is all this accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When the time comes to meet Allah, will Allah be happy with us or not? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us, we are successful. If Allah is not happy with us, then we are the biggest losers and failures.
Har insaan duniya mein mehnat mein laga hua hai. Duniya ke andar aaya, mehnat mein laga hua hai. Aur har insaan apni mehnat mein kamyab hona chahta hai. Lekin محنت میں کامیابی اس کو ملتی ہے جس کی محنت صحیح ہو، صحیح طریقے پر محنت کر رہا ہو، اور محنت کا جو نچوڑ نکلتا ہے وہ نتیجے پر نکلتا ہے۔ جب نتیجہ سامنے آتا ہے تو پھر پتہ چلتا ہے کہ اس کی محنت صحیح طریقے پر تھی یا غلط طریقے پر تھی۔ آج ہماری ہر ایک کی محنت ہو رہی ہے، لیکن جب موت آئے گی اور اس جسم سے روح نکلے گی، اس وقت پتہ چلے گا کہ ہماری محنت صحیح تھی یا ہماری محنت غلط تھی۔ کیسی محنت ہم کرتے رہے اور کیا کرتے رہے، یہ سارا کا سارا سامنے کھل کر آ جائے گا۔
Everyone is making effort in this dunya today. Different types of efforts are being made. And everyone wants to be successful in his effort, that what I am doing must be a success in whichever field. But success will come for that person who does it correctly and properly. How it was supposed to be done, what was supposed to be done, he does it in a proper manner, in a correct manner, then he will be successful. But if he does not do it properly, does not do it correctly, then there won't be success. Like that we see, every person is making effort in different lines. So we also, whatever effort you are making, at the time of death we will see whether we were successful in our efforts or not. If we did it correctly, how we were supposed to do it, inshallah we'll be successful. But if we do not do it correctly, may Allah protect us, then we'll be failures. May Allah protect us from that.
میرے محترم، میرا عزیزو، ایک ہے دنیا کی لین کی محنت۔ دنیا کی لین کی محنت جو ہم کریں گے تو دنیا کی چیزیں، اسباب، مال متاع، یہ چیزیں آئیں گی۔ ایک ہے ایمان اور عمل کی محنت۔ ایمان اور عمل کی محنت کریں گے، اللہ ایمان اور عمل کی برکت سے دنیا بھی بنائیں گے اور آخرت بھی بنائیں گے، یہ اللہ کا وعدہ ہے۔ اللہ دنیا کے اندر بھی عزت دیں گے، آخرت کے اندر بھی عزت دیں گے۔ دنیا کے اندر چین، سکون، راحت، اطمینان والی زندگی نصیب کریں گے، اور آخرت کے اندر ہمیشہ کے لیے کامیابی نصیب کریں گے۔ صحابہ کرام نے ایمان اور عمل والی محنت کی، اور ایمان کو بنانے کی فکر میں لگے، ایمان ہمارا اونچا چلا جائے، بلند ہو جائے، مضبوط ہو جائے، اللہ کے ساتھ ہمارا تعلق بن جائے، اس بات کی فکر کے اندر صحابہ رہتے تھے، تو اللہ نے ان کو دنیا کے اندر بھی عزتیں دی، آج تک ان کے نام روشن ہیں۔
One is the effort of the dunya, effort for the material things of this world, effort for the comforts of the worldly life. And one is the effort for the eternal bliss, eternal success. One is a person continuously makes efforts for this world and the material things. And one is effort for iman and amal, iman and good actions. If you look in the lives of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu majma'in, Sahaba Ikram, they made a concerted effort on iman and amal. All the time they were making an effort how our iman can become stronger and stronger. How can our amal become more and more pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How we can do such things that will bring down the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You see, Sahaba Ikram, they made so much effort of iman and amal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them success not only in the hereafter but in this very world. They tasted the fruits of the success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them success in dunya also, in the qabr also, in akhirat forever and ever. That is the effort of iman and a'mal.
Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawah radiallahu ta'ala anhu sahabi rasul hain. Aap ke baare mein aata hai, aap ek sahabi ko pakadte the aur farmate the, ijlis bina nu'min sa'atan, آؤ ہمارے ساتھ تھوڑی دیر بیٹھ جاؤ تاکہ ہم اللہ کی ذات پر ایمان لے آئیں، تاکہ دعوت دیں آپس میں، اللہ کے تذکرے کریں، اللہ کی بڑائی کو بولیں، اللہ کی کبریائی کو بولیں کہ اللہ بڑا، اللہ کی ذات بڑی، ساری کائنات سے اللہ بڑا ہے۔ اللہ کی بڑائی کو بولیں گے تو اللہ کی بڑائی دل کے اندر آئے گی، دنیا کی بڑائی کو بولیں گے تو دنیا کی بڑائی دل کے اندر آئے گی۔ اس لیے صحابہ ایک ایک کو پکڑتے، آؤ تھوڑی دیر ہمارے ساتھ بیٹھ جاؤ، ہم اللہ کی ذات پر ایمان لے آئیں، آؤ تھوڑے دیر ہمارے ساتھ کھڑے ہو جاؤ، تھا کہ ہم اللہ کی ذات پر ایمان لے آئیں، ایک آدمی چلا گیا آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس، یا رسول اللہ حضرت عبداللہ ابن روا ہمیں کہتا ہے او ہمارے ساتھ بیٹھو، ہم اللہ کی ذات پر ایمان لے آئیں۔ یہ کس ایمان کی دعوت دیتا ہے؟ ہم مومن ہیں، ایمان لے آئے، اللہ کو مانتے ہیں، آپ کو مانتے ہیں، قیامت کو مانتے ہیں، یہ کس ایمان کی طرف ہمیں بلاتے ہیں؟ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا اللہ حضرت عبد الرحمٰن حضرت عبداللہ ابن روا رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ پر اللہ رحم کرے کہ اللہ جل شانہ ان کی مجالس کو دیکھ کر فرشتوں کے سامنے فخر فرماتے ہیں۔ یہ وہ مجالس ہیں کہ دعوت دینا آپس میں، اللہ کی بڑائی کو بولنا، اللہ کی کبریائی کو بولنا، یہ مجالس اللہ کو بڑی پسند ہیں۔
صحابی اف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم عبداللہ بن رواحہ رضی اللہ عنہ، he used to tell his companion, his friends, اجلس بنا نؤمن باللہ ساعتن، come let us sit and discuss about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our iman will become stronger and stronger. We bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just for a short while. Let's sit together. Sahaba ikram used to love these gatherings, that let us sit together. We speak about the greatness of Allah. Allah is our khaliq, our creator. He is our malik, our owner. He is our raziq, he is our sustainer. Everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By us sitting and discussing about the greatness of Allah, the greatness of Allah will enter into our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's obedience will come in our lives. Like that, our iman will become stronger and stronger. So some sahaba ikram went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that look at Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, what he's saying. He's telling us, come, let's sit and we bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a short while. What is this? What is that iman which Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu is calling towards? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told sahaba ikram that Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu loves those gatherings of iman where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being discussed, the greatness of Allah is being discussed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those gatherings so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is boasting about these gatherings and speaking about these gatherings with pride and honor in front of the malaika, the gatherings of iman, the gatherings in which the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being discussed. So these are that type of gatherings that we are sitting in also. We speak about the greatness of Allah, so iman becomes stronger and stronger.
امام بخاری رحمت اللہ علیہ نے بخاری شریف کے اندر ایک باب باندھا ہے، الایمان یزید و ینقص، کہ ایمان بڑھتا بھی ہے، ایمان کم بھی ہوتا ہے۔ اس کے اندر حضرت معاذ بن جبل، جو علماء کے جھنڈا جن کے ہاتھ میں ہوگا قیامت کے دن، ان کا یہ روایت لکھی کہ وہ ایک ایک صحابی کو پکڑتے تھے اور فرماتے تھے او تھوڑی دیر ہمارے ساتھ بیٹھ جاؤ تاکہ اللہ کی ذات پر ایمان لے آئے۔
امام بخاری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ in his kitab صحیح البخاری he has got a chapter and regarding iman, and in that is written al imanu yazidu wa yanqus, that iman increases also and iman decreases also. When you are in the gatherings of iman, our iman increases. When in other gatherings, other environments, then iman tends to go down a little bit. So Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to also call out to one other of his friends, the other companions, come, let's sit and we speak about the greatness of Allah, so our iman can become stronger and stronger, our iman increases in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
To mere mohtaram, mere azizon, jab ye iman jo hai, iman iski kai satah hain. ایک ہے انبیاء کا ایمان، انبیاء مسلسل اللہ کی بڑائی، اللہ کی کبریائی بولتے تھے تو ان کا ایمان اوپر کو جاتا تھا، بلندیوں کی طرف جاتا تھا۔ ایک ہے فرشتوں کا ایمان، وہ ایک جگہ رکا ہوا ہے۔ ایک ہے ہمارا ایمان، کہ جب ہم ایمان کی محنت کے اندر لگیں گے ایمان اوپر جائے گا، جب ایمان کی محنت کو چھوڑیں گے اور غلط محفلوں کے اندر جائیں گے، اپنی جو ہے غلط جگہ پر جا کر اپنی دنیا کی لین کی محنت کے اندر لگیں گے، تو پھر ایمان نیچے آئے گا، اور یہ خطرے کی بات ہے۔ جب ایمان نیچے آئے یہ بہت بڑی خطرے کی بات ہے۔ میرے محترم مرازی، تو اللہ نے دنیا کے اندر ایمان کو مضبوط کرنے کے لیے، ایمان کو بنانے کے لیے اللہ نے دنیا کے اندر ہمیں بھیجا ہے۔
Look at the iman of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. All the time the iman of the Anbiya alayhi salam is increasing, going higher and higher and higher and higher, stronger and stronger, the iman of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. the iman of the malaika, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is static on one point, that whatever they brought iman in, and it remains at that one point. But we see people like us, our iman, it goes up and down, it fluctuates. When we are in gatherings of iman and amal, we are in a good gathering, in the environment of the masjid, etc., our iman is getting higher and higher. But when we, in our dunya gatherings, in our business, in our jobs, our professions, in the outside world with our families, etc., and what we get involved in the worldly affairs, etc., then our iman starts getting lower and lower and lower. And sometimes may Allah protect us, it becomes a very dangerous situation. Iman becomes so low that may Allah protect us, it must not happen that a person goes out of the fold of iman. That is why it is so important to keep on reminding ourselves and coming to such environments where our iman is rejuvenated once again.
مکی زندگی کے اندر جو قرآن اترا ہے وہ ایمان کی کیفیت کو بڑھانے کے لیے, ایمان مضبوط ہو جائے, ایمان بلند ہو جائے, مضبوط ہو جائے, قوی ہو جائے, اس پر ساری آیتیں اتری ہیں کہ اللہ نے سورج کو بنایا, اللہ نے چاند کو بنایا, اللہ نے آسمان کو بنایا, اللہ نے زمین کو بنایا, اللہ نے تمہیں بنایا, دنیا کی ساری چیزوں کو ایک تنہ تنہا اللہ نے بنایا ہے. یہ اللہ نے اتارا کہ یہ چیز اللہ نے بنائی. اللہ کی بنائی ہوئی چیزوں کے اندر غور تو کرو کہ اللہ نے کیسے, افلا ینظرون الی الابل کیف خلقت والی السماء کیف رفعت والی الجبال کیف نصبت والی الارض کیف سطحت. اونٹ کی طرف دیکھو, اللہ نے کیسی مخلوق کو بنایا ہے, کتنا بڑا اونٹ, چھوٹا سا بچہ اس کو لے کر جا رہا ہے, کیسی خلقت اللہ نے اس کی بنائی. اونٹ کی طرف دیکھو, افلا ینظرون الی الابل کیف خلقت والی السماء کیف رفعت. آسمان کی طرف دیکھو, کیسے میرے اللہ نے آسمان کو بلند کیا ہے. جب سے بنایا کوئی اس کے اندر نقص نظر نہیں آیا, جب سے بنایا رنگ پھیکا نہیں پڑا, ایسا مضبوط آسمان. ایک آسمان کی جو موٹائی ہے وہ 500 سال کی مسافت کے برابر ہے. اتنا بڑا آسمان, نہ اوپر سے کوئی پکڑا ہوا, نہ نیچے سے کوئی ستون ہے, صرف اللہ کے امر سے کھڑا ہے. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. پہاڑوں کو دیکھو کہ پہاڑوں کو اللہ نے کیسے گاڑ دیا. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. زمین کو دیکھو, اللہ نے اس کو کیسے بچھا دیا. یہ آیتیں اتری ہیں, اللہ اپنی پہچان کروا رہے. اللہ کی پہچان کے بغیر اللہ کی بات کو ماننا بڑا مشکل ہے.
If you look in the Makki period before Hijrat, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started the effort of calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the initial stages of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was revealing ayat of the Quran. The wahi, the revelation was coming down. And most of the revelation we see to strengthen a person's iman. How a person's iman in the dhat of Allah can become stronger and stronger and stronger. To make man understand, and to make us understand who Allah is, to make us get the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is that being who has created the skies, Allah has created the earth, Allah has created the sun, the moon, the stars, the oceans, the mountains. All this is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One creation of Allah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. All this is being discussed in the Makki zindagi, in the Meccan period. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat works. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to us in the Quran al-Kareem His greatness and His powers. For example, Allah Pak tells us, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Don't they look at the camel? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the camel? How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that animal in the desert, the ship of the desert? Even a small little child is holding the reins of that camel and walking with that camel, pulling that camel along. Who made that big, huge, strong camel subservient to the small little child? What is the power of the camel compared to the power of the child? But who has made that camel subservient and at the service of this camel, of this child? It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the skies. Such a beautiful sky. We look up, we are looking at the sky. Who has made the sky without any pillars? There's nothing holding up the sky from the top and no pillars holding it up from the bottom. How beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified it with the stars, the sun, the moon, all those things. Allah's qudrat, Allah's power. Okay? From the time, how many hundreds and thousands and only Allah knows how many millions of years must have went, not a day came when the sky needed repairs. No cracks appeared in the sky. The sky does not need any painting, and every day is a beautiful new color, a new design. The clouds, all this, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted up the skies. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the mountains and placed the mountains on different parts of the earth, as pegs of the earth, stabilizing the earth. Who has created this? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No other creation of Allah can do this. There's only one creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all this is the creation of one Allah. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the earth and spread out the earth. And we see everyone is enjoying the benefits of the earth. Who is the creator? Only one Allah. La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent all this on the Quran Kareem so we can ponder and give dawah towards the greatness of one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the greatness of Allah can enter into our hearts.
Ye suraj itni badi makhlooq Allah ki kabhi Allah ki nafarmani nahi karti. Ye chaand kitni badi makhlooq Allah ki kabhi ye nafarmani nahi karti. Ek insaan hai jo Allah ka nafarmani karta hai, Allah ki baat ko nahi manta, Allah ke samne akadta hai. اذان آتی ہے اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر حی علی الصلاح حی علی الفلاح, یہ کہتا ہے میرے پاس ٹائم نہیں ہے, میں دکان پہ کھڑا ہوں, میں بیوی بچوں میں بیٹھا ہوں, اس کے پاس ٹائم نہیں ہے. سورج اتنی بڑی مخلوق, آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا جب یہ سورج غروب ہو جاتا ہے بتاؤ کہاں جاتا ہے. صحابہ نے عرض کیا اللہ اور اللہ کے رسول بہتر جانتے ہیں. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا یہ سورج غروب ہونے کے بعد اللہ کے پاس جاتا ہے, اللہ کو سجدہ کرتا ہے, اللہ سے اجازت لیتا ہے, اللہ کی اجازت سے یہ صبح طلوع ہوتا ہے. پورے سال کے اس کے دن مقرر ہیں, ایک سیکنڈ نہ آگے نکلے گا نہ پیچھے نکلے گا, ایک سیکنڈ نہ پہلے غروب ہوگا نہ بعد میں غروب ہوگا. اتنی بڑی مخلوق اللہ کے حکم میں جکڑی ہوئی ہے.
Look at the sun. One creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the times in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it on a certain pattern, and is continuing on that pattern. But on the other hand, we see this insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this insan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is favoring this insan with so many ni'mat, so many bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him everything. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. All the ni'mas, all the bounties this insan is enjoying. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's call is given to this insan 5 times a day. حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ. No, I have not got time. I am busy in my shop. I am busy in that. But on the other hand, we see the sun, one creation of Allah, from the time it has been created, it never ever disobeyed Allah in the least. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Sahaba Ikram that, do you know when the sun sets, where the sun goes to? Sahaba Ikram, they said, Allah and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam know best. You tell us, O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Say, when the sun sets, it goes in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, makes sujood in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and takes permission to rise once again. And this is continuing all the time. From the time Allah Pak has created the sun, all the time is in the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا. It's on that same pattern, not a single second or minute this way or that way. What time Allah commanded the sun to rise, it's rising exactly at the same time. What time Allah commanded the sun to set, exactly at that same time. Minute to minute, second to second, not a single moment this way or that way, exactly on that precise way and method which Allah Pak has put it on, is remaining on that. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the sun is under the obedience of one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
اسی طرح میرے محترم میرا عزیزو, ایمان کی محنت جب ہم کریں گے, ایمان جب ہمارا مضبوط ہوگا تو اللہ کا خوف دل کے اندر بیٹھے گا, اور جو ہی اللہ کا خوف, اللہ کی بڑائی, اللہ کی کبریائی بیٹھے گی, تو یہ اطمینان نہیں ہے، موت تک اطمینان نہیں ہے، حتی یأتی اکل یقین، موت تک شیطان کی محنت ساتھ ہے، موت تک نفس شیطان ساتھ لگے ہوئے ہیں۔ میں نے پہلے عرض کیا کہ اگر موت کے وقت ایمان نصیب ہو گیا یہ سب سے بڑی کامیابی ہے۔ حضرت عمر ابن خطاب رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ، اتنے بڑے جلیل القدر صحابی، فرمایا میرے بعد کوئی نبی ہوتا عمر ہوتا، اتنے بڑے جلیل القدر صحابی فرما رہے ہیں، اے حذیفہ میں آپ سے یہ نہیں پوچھتا کہ منافقین کے نام مجھے بتا دو۔ حضرت حذیفہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ایسے صحابی ہیں جو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے رازدار کہلاتے تھے، راز کی باتیں آپ ان کو بتایا کرتے تھے۔ فرمایا اے حذیفہ میں یہ نہیں پوچھتا منافقین کے نام بتاؤ، بلکہ اتنا بتا دو کہ منافقین کے نام میں میرا نام تو شامل نہیں ہے۔ یہ ہیں عمر، اور آخری وقت میں رو رہے ہیں۔ موت کے وقت آپ کے بیٹے حضرت عبداللہ نے آپ کا سر مبارک اٹھایا، آپ کی گود کے اندر رکھا، اپنی گود کے اندر، فرمایا میرا سر نیچے رکھ دو۔ انہوں نے نیچے رکھا اور اپنے رخسار کو زمین کے ساتھ رگڑ رہے ہیں اور یہ فرما رہے آج کے دن اے عمر، اگر آج کے دن اللہ نے تجھے معاف نہ کیا تو عمر ہلاک ہو جائے گا، آج کے دن اگر عمر کو اللہ نے معاف نہ کیا تو عمر ہلاک ہو جائے گا۔ یہ ہے ایمان، یہ ہے خشیت، اس کو ہم نے حاصل کرنا ہے۔
Respected elders and dear brothers, this effort of iman has to continue all the time. No one can be complacent that alhamdulillah my iman is made now, I've reached that level now, there's no effort required on my side. No one can be sure, no one can be at ease. This effort has to continue all the time, every moment, every second, and is to continue till the time we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Keep on obeying your Rabb, keep on worshipping your Rabb, be an abd, a slave of your Rabb, and continue the ibadat of your Rabb, حتى يأتيك اليقين, till that definite thing comes to you, and that is maut. Till death we have to continue in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This effort has to continue. As you mentioned in the beginning, that the main thing is how we leave this world. Whatever we can do in our lifetime, but if at that end moment, the last moments of our life, it's in the obedience of Allah, and Allah takes us with iman, then we are successful. But if at that end moment, whatever we can do throughout our life, but if those last moments are against the laws of Allah, if it's in some other way, may Allah protect us, then a person is unsuccessful. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, such a great Jalilul Qadr Sahabi, a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second Khalifa of Islam, regarding whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something to the effect that لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر, that if there had to be a Nabi after me, it should definitely be an, should have been Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Such a great Sahabi. Such a great Sahabi. He was all the time concerned and worried regarding the state of his iman. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu was that Sahabi who was a confidant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had disclosed to him the names of the munafiqeen of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Abu Hudhayfa, this person and this person, this so and so and so and so and so and so, these are the munafiqeen, the hypocrites of my ummah. So Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, he was privy to that knowledge that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him regarding the munafiqeen, who these munafiqeen are. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu to come to him, that Abu Hudhayfa, I know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entrusted you with this knowledge. I am not asking you for that list of munafiqeen, but please inform me whether my name is included in that list or not. Is Umar in that list of munafiqeen or not? I do not know what is going to be my condition when I leave this dunya. Imagine such a great person like Umar radiallahu anhu is worried and concerned that he must leave this world with iman. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is on his deathbed after being stabbed by that Majusi, that fire worshipper, and he is on his last moments now. His head is on the lap of his son, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu tells his son that, oh son, put my head on the ground. It's not worthy of being here, it's worthy of being on the ground. Put it on the sand, on the dust. And then he takes his cheek and places it in the dust, in the sand, rubs it against the sand and addressing himself that, "Oh Umar, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive you, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive you, oh Umar, then you are destroyed, oh Umar." Imagine a person like Umar radiallahu anhu is worried that I must also leave this world with Iman.
میرے محترم میرے عزیزوں آج حقیقت ہے کتنا وقت گزر جاتا ہے اللہ کا خیال ہی نہیں آتا اللہ کو یاد ہی نہیں کرتے نماز پڑھ رہے ہیں تو اللہ کا خیال نہیں گھر میں بیٹھے ہیں اللہ کا خیال نہیں اللہ دلوں کے اندر نہیں دل خالی ہو چکے دل ویران ہو چکے ہیں حضرت حنزلہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ صحابی رسول ہیں آپ کی مجلس میں آئے آخرت کا ذکر ہوا جنت جہنم کا ذکر ہوا ایمان اوپر ہوا مضبوط ہوا ایمان کے تذکرے ایمان والوں کو نفع دیتے ہیں جب تذکرے سنے ایمان مضبوط ہوا کیفیت بڑھ گئی گھر کے اندر گئے بیوی بچوں کے ساتھ بیٹھے ایمان کی کیفیت جو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مجلس میں تھی وہ تھوڑی کم ہو گئی تو اس کمی کو برداشت نہیں کیا آج تو مہینوں مہینے گزر جاتے اللہ کا خیال ہی نہیں آتا مسجد میں آ کر موبائل پہ لگے ہوئے اللہ کا خیال ہی نہیں ہے اور گھر سے چلے نماز کی طرف گھر والوں کو کہتے ہیں میں ابھی آیا نماز پڑھ کے ابھی آیا اور سارا جو ہے سوچ نماز کے اندر گھر کی کاروبار کی وہ کیفیت تھوڑی سی کم ہوئی تو فوراً گھر سے باہر نکلے اور یہ فرما رہے تھے حنزلہ تو منافق ہو گیا حنزلہ تو منافق ہو گیا ایک صحابی فرماتے ہیں 70 صحابہ سے زیادہ میں نے دیکھا وہ نفاق کے ڈر سے ڈر رہے تھے کہ میں کئی منافق تو نہیں ہوں حنزلہ تو منافق ہو گیا حنزلہ تو منافق ہو گیا یہ کہتے ہوئے آپ کے پاس جا رہے تھے حضرت ابوبکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالی راستے میں ملے اے حنزلہ کیا ہو گیا اے ابوبکر صدیق معاملہ یہ ہے آپ کی مجلس میں کیفیت کچھ اور ہوتی ہے گھر جاتے ہیں وہ کیفیت گر جاتی ہے کم ہو جاتی ہے حضرت ابوبکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا یہی حال تو میرا بھی ہوتا ہے دونوں چل کے گئے اور جا کر پوچھ رہے ہیں کہ یہ جو ایمان کی کمی ہے یہ اس ایمان کی کمی کو وہ برداشت نہیں کر رہے آج اللہ معاف کرے ہم کس ایمان پر ہم خوش ہیں اور مطمئن بیٹھے ہیں اور کس ایمان پر ہم مرنا چاہتے ہیں ہمیں فکر ہی نہیں ہے کہ ایمان کو بڑھائیں ایمان کو مضبوط کریں تاکہ اس ایمان اور عمل کے بدلے اللہ قیامت کی نعمتیں دیں گے جنت کی نعمتیں دیں گے اپنی رضا کا جذبہ اپنی رضا اللہ نصیب کریں گے ان الذین آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات کانت لہم جنات الفردوس نزلا جنت فردوس جس کو اللہ نے اپنے دست قدرت سے بنایا ہے آپ نے فرمایا جب جنت کا سوال کرو جنت الفردوس اللہ سے مانگو اللہ ایمان اور عمل کی برکت سے وہ جنت نصیب کریں گے ہمیں غم ہی نہیں ہمیں فکر ہی نہیں کہ ہمارا ایمان بن جائے
Respected elders and dear brothers, it's something to worry about that even when we are in Salat, when I am in Salat, where and where my mind is wandering. How much is my heart linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Even when I am making the dhikr of Allah, am I conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I am in the house of Allah, but my heart and mind is somewhere else. I am out in the path of Allah, but my heart is somewhere else. I may be standing in front of Baytullah, but my heart is somewhere else. Not even thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time also. What has the level of our iman gone to? On the other hand, we see Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu majma'een. What was the level of their iman? Once Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu anhu, he narrates that when we sit in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we are listening to the talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our iman is increasing. Our iman is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And when you go back home, then it's a different feeling. So like that, he was worried about his iman. So one day he came out from his house and he's announcing on the streets of Madinah Munawwara, "Nafaqa Hanzala, Nafaqa Hanzala." That Hanzala has turned a munafiq. Hanzala has turned a munafiq. Now who was Hanzala radiallahu anhu? Not any ordinary person. He was a very, very great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu heard him making this announcement and speaking like this, that, "Oh Hamzullah, what is wrong? What are you saying? How can Hamzullah ever be a munafiq? It's impossible." So Hamzullah radiallahu anhu explained to him that, "Oh Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when you are sitting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that environment of the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then our iman is getting higher and higher and higher. We're feeling that level of iman in our hearts. We're feeling that strength of iman in our hearts. And then when we go back home and we sit with our families for a short while, and then we see we do not get the same feeling, that same type of iman that we are getting in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That level has gone right down now." Now imagine, compare them and us. When we are in our namaz for that short while, what is the level of our iman? Then we go home also, busy with all our family affairs, etc. You know, back to our business also. What is the level of our iman? Compare this to their iman. Nevertheless, we see Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu tells him that, "I also have got the same feeling now. What you are experiencing, or I also experience that very same thing." And both of them go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and explain to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, "Ya Rasulullah, this is our condition." Imagine what fikr Sahaba ikram had, that iman we have got, how we can constantly make an effort to make that iman stronger and stronger and stronger. That little bit deficiency also must not come to that iman. So that when we leave this iman, that we are leaving this world, we're leaving this world in such a condition, Allah must be happy with us. We are leaving with that strong iman. So both of them, they go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Iman ki mehnat mein lage rahenge, Allah iman par maut naseeb karenge. جس محنت میں انسان لگتا ہے جہاں اس کا شب و روز گزرتے ہیں ویسے انسان کی موت آتی ہے. حدیث کے اندر آتا ہے جیسے تمہاری زندگی ویسے تمہاری موت اور ویسے قیامت کے دن تمہارا کھڑا ہونا. اور یہ موت تک محنت چلتی رہے, مطمئن نہیں, اطمینان نہیں, ہاں یہاں سے جب روح نکل جائے اور کلمہ نصیب ہو لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ اور یوں روح نکل جائے, حضرت امام احمد بن حنبل رحمت اللہ علیہ اتنے بڑے فقی, جب موت کا وقت آیا لوگوں نے کہا کلمہ پڑھو, کہا کلمہ ابھی نہیں ابھی نہیں. لوگوں نے پوچھا ابھی نہیں کیا مطلب ابھی نہیں, کہا کہ شیطان میرے پاس آتا ہے کہتے احمد میرے چکر سے میرے فریب سے تم بچ گئے, تو میں اس کو کہتا ہوں کہ ابھی نہیں بچا ابھی نہیں بچا, یہ آخری وقت کی ان کی جنگ ہے, آخری روح نکل رہی, اس وقت کی شیطان کی محنت ہے کہ کسی طرح ان کو ورغلایا جائے اور ایمان سے دور کیا جائے. پھر اس نے دوسرا چکر دیا اور یہ چکر دیا, اے احمد تیرے علم نے تجھے بچا لیا. فرمایا نہیں نہیں میرے علم نے نہیں بچایا, میرے اللہ نے مجھے بچا لیا ہے.
Respected elders and dear brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to them that there are different conditions in different environments, different conditions iman goes up and down. And if you can remain in that condition, that which you, when you are with me all the time, then even the malaika will come and make musafaha with you. Even while you're walking on the roads, the malaika will be making musafaha with you all the time. My respected elders and dear brothers, that if we constantly make an effort on our iman, we are worried about our iman, making effort for iman, inshallah we hope from Allah, then when the time comes for us to leave this world, we are leaving with iman. How we live in this dunya, how we spend our time in this dunya, that death will come to you in that condition. And how death comes to you, that's how you'll be raised up on the day of Qiyamah. This effort of iman has to continue till our last moments. وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Till death comes to you, keep on making an effort of obeying Allah, making an effort on iman, so that you meet Allah in such a condition, Allah is happy with you. Till that last moments when we are leaving this world, and the last breath is coming out, and that La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah does not come, at that last moment, a person can never be at ease. A person can never be at ease. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, a great imam of fiqh, a very, very pious person, a very great servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's on his last moments. His son is sitting nearby, giving him talqeen to recite, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. But what the father is saying, not as yet, not as yet. When he comes to his senses and consciousness, asks, Oh Abba, we are making you read the kalima, but you're saying not as yet. What's wrong? So Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi explains to them that shaitan is coming to me. Shaitan is coming to me and is trying to deceive me. And shaitan is telling me that, Oh Ahmad, you have been saved from my clutches now. Oh Ahmad, you have been saved from my clutches now. You are free from me now. So I am telling shaitan, not as yet. So the last breath remains in me. I have to be worried that you do not mislead me. So then what shaitan tells Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, that, Oh Ahmad, your knowledge saved you. Oh Ahmad, your knowledge saved you. So Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi says, Oh shaitan, my knowledge did not save me. It's only the karam of Allah, the grace of Allah upon me. Allah is protecting me. You, not even my knowledge and not even nothing else. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is protecting me. Till that last moment, I'm living in this dunya. Shaitan, that I have to be worried about my iman. And if at that last moment I leave with La ilaha illallah coming out from my tongue, then now I know I am successful. I've been freed from your clutches now. Otherwise, I have to be worried of my iman all the time. My respected elders and dear brothers, we also have to continuously make an effort for our iman, that how we can live with iman and die with iman, so that last moments of ours also is in such a condition, Allah Pak is happy with us.
اسی طرح میرے محترم میرا دیدو پانچ وقت نمازوں کا پابندی کے ساتھ اہتمام کریں وقت دیں نماز کو آج ہم نماز جلدی پڑھتے ہیں یہ جو دعوت کی محنت ہے یہ ایمان اور اعمال کی تکمیل کے لیے ہے آج تبلیغ میں نکل کر بھی کہتے ہیں جلدی جلدی نماز پڑھو لوگ چلے نہ جائیں جلدی جلدی نماز پڑھ کر تعلیم کا حلقہ لگا لو جلدی جلدی نماز پڑھ کے بیان شروع کرو تاکہ لوگ نکل نہ جائیں لوگوں کے چکر میں نماز کو ایسا بگاڑ دیا حالانکہ یہ محنت تو نماز کو کامل کرنے کی تھی تو نماز کو کامل طریقے پر محنت کر کے صلو کما رأیتمونی اصلی ایسے نماز پڑھو جیسے مجھے نماز پڑھتے ہوئے دیکھا نماز کو سیکھیں پورے علم کو سیکھیں سیکھ کر زندگی گزاریں جہالت والی زندگی اللہ کو پسند نہیں ہے ہم سب کچھ سیکھتے ہیں سب کچھ نالج حاصل کرتے ہیں لیکن سیکھتے نہیں تو دین نہیں سیکھتے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی زندگی نہیں سیکھتے تو دین کو سیکھ کر اس پر عمل کریں اسی طرح ذکر کے لیے وقت نکالیں تین تسبیحات روزانہ کے اعتبار سے کریں اسی طرح ہر مومن کو عزت کی نگاہ سے دیکھیں ہر مومن کی صفات کو دیکھیں شیطان ہمیں اس کی کمیاں دکھلائے گا اس کی اچھائیاں نہیں دکھلائے گا ایک اس کے اندر اگر برائی ہے تو شیطان کہے گا یہ دیکھ 99 اچھائیاں اس سے دور کر دے گا ایک جنازہ لایا گیا جنازہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جنازے کے لیے کھڑے ہوئے حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ فرمایا یا رسول اللہ یہ بہت بڑا فاسق آدمی ہے فاجر آدمی ہے گناہ گار ہے اس کا جنازہ آپ نہ پڑھائیں آپ نے فرمایا صحابہ کو جمع کیا کسی نے کبھی اس کو نیکی کرتے ہوئے دیکھا ہو سنو ٹچ آ گیا خاموشی ہو گئی کسی نے کیا دیکھا ہو ایک صحابی کھڑے ہوئے اور عرض کی یا رسول اللہ ایک رات میں نے دیکھا تھا یہ اللہ کے راستے میں پہرہ دے رہا تھا آپ نے جنازہ پڑھایا اور جنازہ پڑھا کر اس کو اپنے دستے مبارک سے دفن کیا مٹی ڈالی اور فرمایا کہ لوگ کہتے ہیں تیرے بارے میں تو جہنمی ہے میں اللہ کا نبی کہتا ہوں تو جنتی ہے یہ نیکی دیکھنا مومن کی اچھائیاں دیکھنا مومن کی برائیاں کبھی نہیں دیکھنا اگر برائیاں دیکھیں گے تو خطرہ ہے کہ ایمان سلب نہ ہو جائے تو مومن کی اچھائیاں دیکھ کر ہم نے زندگی گزارنی ہے اور اپنے آپ کو چھوٹا سمجھ کر آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مستقل دعا آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یہ دعا مانگا کرتے تھے اے اللہ مجھے اپنی نگاہ میں چھوٹا کر دے لوگوں کی نگاہ میں مجھے بڑا کر دے آج ہم اپنے کو بڑا سمجھتے ہیں لوگوں کو چھوٹا سمجھتے ہیں یہ اللہ کے ہاں پسندیدہ عمل نہیں ہر کام کو اللہ کی رضا کے لیے کرنا، رضا اللہ کی رضا کے لیے کام ہوگا تو پسند ہے. 7 مہینے، 4 مہینے، یہ جتنا بیانات سب کچھ اللہ کو پسند آ گیا تو کام بن جائے گا. اور اگر لوگوں نے واہ واہ کہہ دی، بڑا اچھا بیان کیا، بڑے اچھی تقریر کی، بس 4 مہینے، اس کے 7 سفر ہو گئے، اس کے 10 سفر ہو گئے، یہ شورا کے اندر ہے، یہ فلانا بڑا ہو گیا، اگر لوگوں نے واہ واہ کہہ دی، کل قیامت کے دن اللہ نے کہہ دیا جا جا میرے لیے نہیں کیا تو نے، تو میرے محترم میرے عزیز، بڑا نقصان. اللہ کی رضا کے لیے عمل کرنا ہے.
Respected elders and dear brothers, after iman, the most important action in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our 5 times salat. How we can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our 5 times daily salat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this great gift of salat. How we can make such an effort, that our namaz becomes better and better and better, improving on our namaz all the time. Sometimes, may Allah forgive us. Sometimes we hear us talking amongst ourselves, let us read our namaz quickly before the people go away and they start off the bayan. Shorten our namaz so that we can start the bayan so that people do not go away. Look at how shaitan has deceived us. For the other people, we are harming our own namaz. No, we have to read our namaz properly, correctly. How Rasulullah taught us to read our namaz. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform namaz how you see me performing my salat. Rasulullah, what type of namaz he used to read? With concentration, devotion, slowly, nicely, calmly. That type of namaz has to come into our life also. Once our namaz will become correct, everything else will become correct. So to get that proper type of namaz, you should go to the ulama ikram and learn our namaz properly, correctly. Learn how to perform all the different postures of namaz properly, the du'as in namaz, etc. Let us keep on getting it better and better and better, improving on our namaz. Because our deen is something that we have to learn. And the more we will learn, the more easier and better it will become to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like that you see, we should be all the time the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikr of Allah should be so much that our hearts becomes linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that at all times I am conscious, my Allah is watching me, my Allah can see me, I am remembering my Allah Pak at all times. And when we are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will not want to disobey Allah in the least. But why? My Allah is watching me, my Allah can see me. And at the same time, we have to respect one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person of Iman has got honor in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How weak his Iman may be, but this is a person of Iman, we have to honor him for the sake of his Iman. He may be having many, many faults in him, but look at that one good and honor him. This is a person of Iman. He can have, may Allah forgive us, today we are looking at that 99 evils, we are looking at the one evil in him and forgetting the 99 good deeds that he have did. We are looking for one thing that we can point fingers at this person. May Allah forgive us. In reality, we should be looking for the good qualities of every mu'min. This person is a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How he can also become successful, how he can also become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his honor and respect should be in our heart. On one occasion, one janazah was brought in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to perform his janazah salat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is about to perform his janazah salat. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu comes and tells Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, do not perform his janazah namaz. Why? Because he is like this and he is like that. He is such a big sinner and he did that and he did that, he did that, etc., etc. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the sahaba ikram, is there anyone that saw him doing any good deeds? It's complete silence. Everyone is quiet, pin drop silence. Everyone is waiting. Till one sahabi stands up, Ya Rasulullah sallam, on one night I remember, I saw him guarding the property of the Muslims while we are out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While we are out in the path of Allah, the others were sleeping and resting. He was up guarding the property of the Muslims. So Rasulullah sallam addressed this mayyad, addressing the Sahabi, that, oh my beloved Sahabi, the people may be saying this and this and this about you, that you were like that and you were like that. But me, the Nabi of Allah, I bear witness that you are a beloved servant of Allah, and Allah has granted you Jannat, you are a person of Jannat. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed his janaza and laid him in his qabr with his own hands. People may be saying other things about you, but me, the Nabi of Allah, I am guaranteeing you, you are a person of Jannat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at one good deed of his and performed his janaza namaz. So we should look for the good of the people for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. My respected elders and dear brothers, all our amal, all our effort should be done only to please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. How may Allah can become happy with me? How may Allah can be pleased with me? By coming out in the path of Allah, my bayan, my talk, my ta'aleem, my dirs, whatever we may be doing, how everything can be for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala alone. How may Allah must become happy with me? May Allah must become pleased with me? We have to continuously check up on our intention and our niyat. Am I doing it for the sake of Allah, or am I doing it for someone else? Continuously, we have to keep on checking our niyat. A person may be spending a lot of time in the path of Allah, is doing this, doing that, doing a lot of khidmat of deen, etc., etc. But if he does it, so people can say, MashaAllah, shabash, wahwa, very good, well done. My respected elders and dear brothers, may Allah protect us, may Allah protect us. It must not happen that on the day of Qiyamah, you are told that there's no reward for you today, that you got your congratulations in the dunya, you got a reward in the dunya, you did it to show those people, oh, go and collect your reward from those people. There's nothing left for you. May Allah protect us. That is why we have to do every action of ours only to please Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, constantly checking our intention and niyat. Am I doing it for the sake of Allah or not? If I'm doing it for any other reason, I should ask Allah Pak for forgiveness and change my niyat, my intention. I'm doing it only for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala.
یہ مال یہ جان یہ وقت اللہ نے دیا ہے, اس کو اللہ کے راستے میں لگائیں, دین کے لیے نکلیں. صاحب اپنے بیوی بچوں کو چھوڑ کر نکلے, ہم بھی دین کے لیے نکلیں, اس محنت میں لگیں تاکہ اللہ کو ترس آئے اور اللہ ہدایت کے عام فیصلے فرما دے. تو بھی اس کے لیے ارادہ فرمائیں انشاءاللہ, چلے کے لیے, چار مہینے کے لیے پاکستان جماعتیں بنا کر لائیں انشاءاللہ. جی اپنے ناموں کو پیش کریں, اللہ سے مانگیں, باقی اللہ پر چھوڑ دیں, اللہ انشاءاللہ پوری دنیا کے اندر لے جائیں گے انشاءاللہ.
Allah subhanahu has given us his health, wealth and time as an amanat, how we can use this for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever capabilities, whatever abilities Allah subhanahu has granted us, our jaan, maal and waqt, our time, our health, wealth and time, Allah Pak has given it to us so that we can use it for the effort of hidayat, for the effort of deen. How one ummati of Rasulullah SAW can be saved from the fire of Jahannam and going to Jannat. So inshallah, who makes niyat that I'll spend time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's 4 months, 40 days, whatever amount of time, leaving my family, my children, my house behind, everything, and going out in the path of Allah for the sake of Allah, our deen can spread. My respected elders and dear brothers, let us give our names inshallah. Let us make our niyat, our intentions inshallah.
Jee bhai, irada farmaya mashallah.
Come, my dear brothers, we heard the touching incidents of the Sahaba, Sayyidina Umar ibn Al-Anus Fikr, about his Iman and all the other Sahaba. We also should have concern for our Akhirat and for the condition of Deen. Bismillah. Who's ready, inshallah? 4 months IPB, 4 months we can go to our elders, can learn the effort, mashallah. Give our names to the barakat of this effort. Allah Ta'ala brought alive in the world Mashura. And together with that, through the barakat of this effort, once again that sunnat of tashkil has come alive. MashaAllah. Give your name. So tashkil, one side of it is that Allah Ta'ala is all aware, alimun bi dhati sudur, He knows what's in the heart. So what's the need for tashkil? There's a need for it. Because what's in the heart can be documented so that it remains fresh. The brothers can follow it because the heart changes all the time. So don't say, I know my niyat. No, give it, mashallah. What's your name? Umar. Allah accept, mashallah. Your name, my brother, Maulana Mahmood. Abdul Haq, mashallah. Abdul Haq. From Madrasa Mahmoodiyah. Zain Musa, where you from, bhai? Marinil, Allah Kabul. Like this, my dear brother, speak individually, speak jamaat-wise, speak masjid-wise, zone-wise, halka-wise, whatever it is, give our names. So Allah Ta'ala is aware what's in our heart, but when we give that name, then we sit down and see who else is ready with us. When the people of the cave went out and they saw there's a people around them, it gave them himmat. So right now I'm thinking I'm alone. Hey, but he's also ready for 4 months. He's also ready for 4 months pedal. Speak 4 months pedal, 4 months foreign. Bismillah. So tashkil, my dear friends, is not just a dastur and a rasm and a riwaj. There's no routine in this effort. This effort, my dear friends, is a lively, vibrant effort that is done with jaan. So tashkil is not just give bayan and we make tashkil. No, it's got something behind it. So who's ready? Bismillah. Come, my dear friends. 4 months foreign, 4 months pedal, 4 months local. Whatever you can give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, stand up, my brother, if it's possible. MashaAllah. What's your name, bhai? Muhammad, where are you from? Got it. Ambilo, Allah accept. There was another brother stood up here just now. Faisal Budania, MashaAllah, Allah Kabul. Maulana Shaaban from Avondale, Allah Kabul. So brothers, one is the creation will write the names in Tashkil and it will be in the paper. They'll follow it up, they'll make dua. But there's another side to Tashkil. See, when a person wants to do something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, example now is coming in your heart, I want to go 40 days local, I want to go 40 days on Mashura somewhere. That is only a thought, it's rumbling in the mind, it's there. But tashkil is a unique opportunity that, oh my Allah, I'm so weak, I'm so incompetent, I can't do anything. Ya Allah, the least I can do to start this tashkil is I can stand up and say, oh my Rabb, I'm giving my name for you. So in actual fact, it's Allah putting a feather in our cap. That a person has the opportunity to give his name, not for the world to join one team or to join one club or to join something. But here it's not a political rally. Here I want to work for the work of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So tashkil is a ruhani aspect of this, my dear friends. I'm making izhar, apparency of my feelings for Allah, which Allah already knows. But oh my Allah, I love you so much that I'll even stand up here before I can go. Who's ready? MashaAllah. Bismillah. Allah Kabul. It's an opportunity, my dear friends. What's your name, my young man? Adam. Where are you from, Adam? Chatsworth. May Allah accept you. May Allah give you barakat. Brothers, when the thought comes in tashkil, don't think it was there because I allowed the thought to come. Only Allah can take a thought and let it grow into something that will now flourish. Haq Ta'ala Shanu, He makes things grow. What's your name, my brother? Muhammad who? Where are you from, bhai? You got it? Ashaval, that's right here, isn't it? Oh, Allah Kabul, MashaAllah. Come, my dear friends. So like Allah Ta'ala sprouts a seed, أَتَزْرَعُونَ نَحْنُ الزَّارِيُونَ Allah asks in Surah Waqiyah, do you make it grow? Muhammad Laki, Allah Kabul. Were you ready for, bhai? You're going to one of the countries, isn't it? Allah accept. 4 months they're going, my dear friends, to the eastern part of the world, Australia. Say Ameen. Sometimes the brothers fright to say Ameen. They say, just now I'll get accepted. Oh my friends, the acceptance in the world and the acceptance from Allah is different. In the world, when they accept you, you must fend for yourself. When Allah accepts, then Allah fends for you. In tansurullah yansurukum. Tashkil, my dear friends, is giving myself over to Allah. Muhammad Bhai Rangila, Ramatullah Ali Allah, fully is covered with noor. What do you say? Tabligh is no different. It's just breaking up the assembly of the scaffolding that I put up and reconstructing it the way Allah wants it. Then Allah Ta'ala will turn everything in your favor. Don't think, my dear friends, I'll do and then I'll get lost. No tabligh, you get found, my dear brothers. There's no man that went in the path of Allah and he came back with a regret. Every person came back with a story. And if nobody heard it, then Qiyamah's day, everyone will hear it. Come, my friends, it's coming in your heart. When that thought came in your heart, Allah Kabul, what's your name, my brother? Just say a little bit louder, we're getting older, you know. Abu Bakr, hi, hi, what a beautiful name. Abu Bakr was first in everything. Allah keep him first in everything also. Which masjid, Abu Bakr?
Cell cross.
MashaAllah. You got that, boy?
What's your name, Molana? Ibrahim. Father and son. Allah accept you, young man. Now you're young. Tomorrow also Allah will accept you when you're elder. Dear friends, coming to the Shab Guzari is an opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's given our ears and our mind, ears to hear the talk of deen, mind to understand the talk of deen. This is a tawfiq only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in the most eloquent Arabic, they were given the opportunity to hear the talks of Nabi alayhi salam, they didn't hear it. Nuh alayhi salam, what did they put their fingers in their ears? Didn't Allah ta'ala favor us? So when Allah ta'ala favors someone, then Mawla Ibrahim sahab in the last time that he came, Inna Allaha yuhibbu an yara athara ni'mati ala abdihi. Allah ta'ala loves to see the effects of the ni'mats that He has blessed His servants with, that they must appreciate what He's giving. So what is the appreciation of understanding the effort of iman? It is now the izhar and the apparency that I want to go. So if it's coming in your heart that I have been, I don't need to go now. No, stand up once again. Possibly this niyat may never manifest in this world because death may overtake us. But upon every niyat we'll get a reward. Innama al-amalu bin niyat. Come my dear friends, let's make the intention, refreshen my bond with the effort. What's your name? That's Molana. Alright, here, our man, Muazzin sahab. You got him? That's it. What's your name, boy? Just tell him, Shamsul Alam. May Allah Ta'ala make you the Shamsul Alam. The light of the world. So dear friends, we've got takazas here. We already spoke about the 4 months. Similarly, Maram Masturat effort, my dear friends. We just had Madina Sharif Jamaat. Dear friends, the people of the house, those flowers behind the scenes, they are ready to make the effort of deen. It is now what we are seeing, it is the men that are holding them back. Because when the names came in the parchas, in those bayanat, so much that the mashura to just look at it, how many people came, we can't count that thing. 200, 300 names are coming. So it's not the ladies that don't want to go out. It is us. So now the tashkil is, who wants to go Maram Mastura Jamaat? My dear friends, 40 days, 10 days. Now we got October coming up. Again, there's an opportunity to spend time. And 40 days Jamaat. Dear friends, this effort of Maram Mastura Jamaat will bring deen into the house. Because what we can take can only go till the door. But if the deeni environment is with the ladies, then for generations to come, we'll see benefits. So who say, inshallah, I'll make effort in my home, I'll make effort in my ta'lim, I'll make effort in my locality, in my family, that our house ladies, my wife, my mother, my sister, my daughter, they should try to come out. Bismillah, farma. MashaAllah, bhai, what's your name? Tariq. Allah accept you, bhai. That's the spirit. What's your name, brother? Ibrahim. Where are you from, Ibrahim? Austerville. Allah accept you, bhai. My dear friends, in the seerat, you find Fatima radiallahu ta'ala na Sayyidina Ali karram Allah wajahu. They are a team that work together. Ya ahla Yasir. Look at the family of Yasir and Sumayr. It's a team that work together. Look at Sarah and Ibrahim alayhi salam. It's a team that work together. When a couple will go out in Mastura Jamaat and work for one common cause, they are a power couple. In other words, they have worked for one common cause. Allah Ta'ala will bring that couple even closer. Because now their mind is on one page. They're all in one loop. Today the world is different. She's saying east, you saying west. Then nothing's left to be the best. Give to this effort. Allah unites the fikr. Because in you crying and she's crying, you're crying for the same thing. Both are thinking ishtima must be successful. Both are thinking jamaat must come out. Both are making the same dua. Who's ready mastura jamaat? Old couples, young couples, new couples, just married. Go, my dear friends. One woman went out and she's crying. Say, what happened? Why are you crying? You're missing the children? No. Is the heat or cold too much? No. Food? No. How many years you delayed me? Now I can see the benefit. What kind of husband you are? She was crying, lament and regret in her heart. Come, my dear friends. Who's ready? I'll make effort on Mastura Jamaat. Similarly, 40 days local. Right, all those brothers that gave their names, my dear friends, whether it was for 4 months, pedal, 4 months IPB, 4 months local, 4 months foreign, 2 months foreign, 2 months local, 40 days, whatever time you gave, right? From all the areas, please stand up in your place. Stand up, my dear. There's about 10, 15, 20 of us. Mashallah, stand up. Dear friends, these are the roses of our vase. They have sprouted. Now, my dear friends, let us go to this end of the masjid and one of our satis will sit with you. You are a very important person. In the world, they say very important just by the way. Here, it's a real thing. Go, my dear friends. You are a very important person. You responded to the call. You took the du'as of the mehman. You are taking the du'as of the elders and the ameen of the brothers that are seated here. Can somebody see to them? Bhai Imran sahab, unko sambalo. My dear friends, inshallah, after the brief du'a, we'll sit in the different zones. Let us keep the fikr in front, all the takazas that are there, as well as the tashkil points, and how we can take the fikr back to our masjid and locality. All will do that. Keep the sanctity of the masjid. The biggest da'wah we can give is how we treat the masjid. Then people will understand our effort is one that promotes good and it promotes all type of respect for every part of deen. Inshallah. Dua inshallah. Mukhtasar.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahluhu. Ey Kareem Allah, ہم سب سے راضی ہو جا. اے کریم اللہ, یہ جتنا مجمع آیا ہوا آپ کی محبت میں آیا ہوا ہے. اے کریم اللہ, ایمان کامل نصیب فرما, اعمال صالح نصیب فرما. یا اللہ, مال جان وقت لے کر اپنے راستے میں پھرنے کی, آپ کی صدائیں لگانے کی ہم سب کو توفیق نصیب فرما, اپنی بڑائی بولنے کی ہم سب کو توفیق نصیب فرما. ہمارا خاتمہ ایمان پہ فرمانا, آخری وقت ہو, زبان پر کلمہ ہو, شہادت کی موت ہو, آپ کے حبیب حضرت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے شہر کی موت ہو. اے کریم اللہ, سر سجدے میں ہو, روح نکل جائے. یا اللہ تو راضی ہو, یا اللہ تو راضی ہو. یا اللہ, اس حالت میں موت نصیب فرمانا, بری موت سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرمانا. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. لا إله